Support for the Something Wild podcast comes from you, our subscribers and listeners, and from New Hampshire's farm and farmers markets, full of fresh goods, rich with agricultural heritage, and available all year long. You can find local farmers markets, farm stands, fairs, and more near you using the directories at visitnh.gov/agriculture. And the Gundalow Company, offering summer adventure camps in Portsmouth for ages 5 to 15, exploring the region's rivers, tide pools, and shore through sailing, boat building, marine science, and art. Learn more at gundalow.org.
I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. And this week on Something Wild, we're taking a closer look at a couple of the more common species of turtle in the Granite State.
First off, I have to say that turtles are amazing. They're practically living fossils.
Artist naturalist David Carroll has spent his lifetime studying turtles.
And they do go back into the 200 to 220 million years ago. They have hardly changed at all over that entire frame. Flowering plants, for example, didn't appear until 150,000 years ago or something. And here, these guys have already been around for 200 million years.
And in all that time, they haven't changed much in appearance or strategy.
There are 7 turtle species native to New Hampshire.
And the 2 most common throughout the state are the painted turtle and the snapping turtle.
So the snapper is easily identified. It looks like a lizard who stole a turtle shell. They've got these massive necks, long tails, and a brutish head with a pointed overbite.
Meanwhile, the painted turtle is a little more elegant looking, with flecks of blue and red on its shell and yellow streaks on its head and neck.
You'll see a line of painted turtles basking on a log in the middle of a pond on a hot summer day.
Right, while snappers are content to stay submerged much of the time.
Although they're both turtles, they're pretty different from one another.
But they do have similar nesting strategies. Around late May, early June, females leave the relative safety of their pond or riverbed to lay their eggs. Like other turtles, they seek out sandy ground in which to dig a nest.
An ancient turtle tradition.
And then a couple of different senses, too. Each female has made the same journey to the same nesting ground for her entire life.
And likewise, ancestors of these turtles have trod the same paths to create a beachhead for subsequent generations.
Looking a turtle in the eye changes you. When you realize that turtles have persisted through time on this landscape, before humans, think about how the landscape has changed through time.
Rivers changing course, ice sheets advancing and retreating, continental drift, all of human history. And through all of it, these humble turtles have persevered.
Each year, as constant as the sunrise, painteds and snappers make their way to the nesting grounds in May and June to lay eggs. The females seek out sandy areas in which to dig holes, deposit the eggs, and then they cover them up. A mother turtle does not stick around, though, to guard her eggs.
She relies on the power of the sun to warm her eggs. The only thing she leaves young turtles with is DNA and the instincts that were passed down to her.
And if the nests remain undisturbed by predators, the eggs will develop all summer long.
It's a very interesting switch ecologically. In fall, when the trees are shedding leaves and plants are going to seed and things are kind of shutting down, is actually when the hatchling turtle begins its first critical nest-to-water journey.
As David Carroll pointed out, that's another difference here between the painteds and the snappers.
While the snapper hatchlings emerge from the nest in the fall to find water, painted turtles will mostly stay in the nest after they've hatched and overwinter in that nest to emerge the following spring.
But whether it's snapper hatchlings in the fall or painted hatchlings in the spring, they all begin their first and ancient quest for water.
By some instinct or sense that we can't measure, these tiny turtles intuit their way to the water source that will be their habitat for the rest of their life.
Naturally, both sides of the migration are fraught. For the mothers going back and forth to the nesting grounds, and for the hatchlings making their initial journey toward water.
They're susceptible to predation from foxes, coyotes, even crows and turkeys, but they're also confronted with the challenges of human development.
Imagine you're a turtle. Plowed fields, buildings, pavement, cars on the road.
I'm Dave Anderson.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR.